Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's BBC Radio 1 and it's Scott Mills. Becky's here.
Hello.
Chris is here.
Hello.
And it's time for the Posh Radio 4 Lady with Dear Scott. Now, as we discussed last week, the PR4L goes to her summer residence at this time of year and she's in Paris. So she's doing the Dear Scots from there again this week. And it appears that she is in a toilet. You'll be able to hear that she's in a toilet as soon as she starts speaking.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, STD, PR4L, PR4M, and the one that never speaks but always waves. Smiley. I would like to say a big thank you. I last night watched Frisky and Manish at Winchester Theatre Royal, and it was amazing. I'd never heard of them till Becky's show and tell, and I'm so happy with the introduction and education that the college years show gave me. My girlfriend and I had a brilliant time. Many thanks. Lee, off of Winchester, age 24. High five.
And there she is. Live from the toilet, well, not live, but from the toilet, the Posh Radio 4 lady there. I'm really glad you enjoy Frisky and Manish. They were on our show when we did Chris Moyles' fill-in. And a lot of you never heard of them before. They're the ones that do, you know, well-known songs in a way that you maybe have never heard them before.
I stop and stare at you, walking on the shore.
This is them as Florence and the Machine.
Mine wants to explore.
Doing a song you wouldn't expect Florence to do.
Scent of you takes me up and bow. No. Look at you, oh, I fall in love. Oh, mysterious girl, I wanna get close to you. Oh, mysterious girl, move your body close to mine. Oh, mysterious girl, I wanna get close to you.
If you want to see Frisky and Manish in action, there's still a video of them doing this. Mysterious Girl by Peter Andre. They're doing their thing on the Radio 1 website. Have a look at our pages, bbc.co.uk/radio1. They're not doing that one, but they're just... You'll see what they're all about if you go there. Next!
Dear Scott, Becky, Totso and Chris and PR4L, I just want to thank you. I've been on a German exchange for a week and listening to your podcasts has been really helping me survive as I can't speak German and I've loved hearing English voices again. I would also like to thank you because they've been playing the song Nothing On But The Radio the whole time here. I've impressed my family I'm staying with by humming along. They loved it. Love from Olivia. XXXXXX.
Oh, that's a really nice email from Olivia there. Now, we were the only English voices that Olivia heard all week on her German exchange.
That must be so weird.
Being really weird.
Somewhere where you don't understand anything.
And I did a German exchange. It all went wrong.
Why?
It was too much for me.
What do you mean?
Too much reversed.
I got sort of
too much of a culture shock.
We all turned up and I got abandoned in a place called Mainz.
Right.
And I had to wait there for 2 hours until my host family. It just all went wrong. I don't really want to.
Did
talk
they
about
turn
it.
Up?
They did turn up, but safe to say the German exchange never ended up coming back to Britain. I was
right. But tell me more. You can't just leave it like that.
Oh, it was.
Come on, we're friends.
It was like a TV show called When German Exchanges Go Wrong. It was like that. I didn't have a clue what was going on. I was in a flat. I was having to eat Wurst. It was just everything.
Did they make you wear Lederhosen?
No, but it was just...
So you got back from Germany, and then you got a call when you got back to Britain going, to be honest, Chris, they're not keen on coming over.
Yeah, German exchange ended up not coming over.
So you did your bit, but they didn't come back?
No, they had to find another German to come over.
Oh, so you did get a German in your
house? Oh, I got a German, but not the right one. Not the one there was no exchange.
You got a different one?
Yeah.
Did you get one that was more to your liking?
It's like when you do online shopping and they don't send you your exact bread, they give you a rubbish one.
Here's a substitute.
No. And did you have fun with this German?
I did, until we went to Trafalgar Square and I took offence to him kicking the pigeons. There's too much to talk about here.
Right, seriously, I've known you a few years and I don't know any of this. This is brilliant. I think this could be an entire show, Chris's German exchange.
We'll talk about it another day, yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to, because I think there's much more to be said. I think there's a whole show in that, in fact. Anything else you want to say? Drop me an email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. That's my email. Put Dear Scott in the subject. And Bob is your actual uncle.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Seriously, there is a whole show in When Exchanges Go Wrong. Like poor Chris, my friend here, who had an awful time when he was in Germany. And then his pen pal from Germany didn't even come over and complete their part of the exchange. Was it they just didn't like you? And he kicked the pigeons.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you are put with someone that you would normally never know or choose to kind of know as a friend, and it's all down to your teacher as to who you get paired with. I've got so many nightmares coming in on the email, like Juliet off of Essex. She says, I think my German exchange could rival Chris's. My new pal, didn't like the look of me on arrival, so had me move from her room to the library. She then disappeared for 3 days and her teachers had to apologise to me. When she came to stay over with my family, she refused to get in my brother's Ford Cortina because she said it was too embarrassing. Mind you, it did have tiger skin seat covers, so I can see what she's done there. There's a whole show in this, I'm telling you. This could fly. It's 5 to 5 on BBC Radio 1. Hello. Are you revising at the moment? Bit fed up with it? Want a little bit of a break? Okay, this is where we do it. So, put everything down. If you're revising at the moment, if you're a little bit stressed out, you're thinking, how am I going to get this done before my exams? Just a bit of time to breathe, to relax, to rejuvenate yourself, and to motivate yourself to do a little bit more before this evening, right? So, just shake it out. Shake it out. I know you don't like it when I shake it out, but I'm going to.
No, I thought I got away with that today.
No, I'm hearing it. Look, I'm shaking
it. Oh!
And deep breath in, everyone. Out. Here is your revision break.
The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras. The ladies' bras, the ladies' boobs, the ladies' bodies and the ladies' bums. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
What's your beef?
Well, I love that ladies' bras and all, especially the sneaky boobs he gets in at the end.
And the knickers and the ladies' bras.
But I think we should do a man's one. I really want a men one.
And how would that go?
I don't know yet, but I'm going to work on it.
The men's...
But I thought the PR4L could do it or something. Like someone you really wouldn't expect.
Are you saying it's a bit sexist?
Yeah.
All right, well, if you've got any ideas for what the male version of the ladies' bras could be, then do let us know.
The gentleman's something, but I haven't thought it
through. The gentleman something. Okay.
It'd be better than that.
Hello, Rowan.
Hello.
You've got a problem with the ladies' bras.
Yeah, I was kind of in the quiet study area and got a few evils. I've kind of left now because I couldn't live with the embarrassment.
What, so did you go...
Yeah, it was one of those proper belly laughs. Oh. You know, yeah.
God, they take it very seriously in the quiet zones, don't they?
Yeah, there's people coming around hushing you and everything. It's mental.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. They're all about the quiet here.
Just calm down, dear. It's only an exam.
Can't play ladies' bras in an exam. But that would be amazing.
Maybe, right. Yeah. bit harsh.
Well, maybe I should... tomorrow when we do the revision break, I will warn you that it's going to be the ladies' bras again, because you might forget and then you'll be in the quiet zone.
I will leave the quiet zone.
Yeah, all right, cool. I'll give you more warning, all right?
That's great. Thanks a lot.
What are you studying?
Accounting and finance.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's that bad.
Okay, good. All right, have a good day.
Yeah, love you.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Now, did anyone hear the Matt Edmondson show last night? Seriously, I need to stop this. I'm in real trouble with my eshes today. First of all, it was revision break. Now it's Matt Edmondson.
Who do you sound like? I can't think.
I don't know what's happened to my voice.
That's an impression you do of someone else, but I can't think who it is.
Who is it? It's really weird. I don't know what's happened to me. Why can't I show my eshes?
I can't think who it is. Someone will text in.
Very strange. Very strange. Anyway, the Matt Edmondson show last night was on at 9 o'clock on Radio 1. But you can hear it all again. And I would strongly advise a listen again because it's good. There's loads of good stuff in it.
There's a podcast in that, isn't there?
There's a podcast. bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Did you just do a bit of Scatman?
Yeah. If you want that podcast of the Matt Edmondson show. Part of the show last night was him talking to McFly, and Matt was teaching them how to write a good song.
I've been trying to work out themes for the songs, and one of the things that I like when pop stars do is when they sing about themselves. For example, S Club, Tina's doing her thing, John's looking for romance, Paul's getting down on the floor, Hannah's screaming out for more.
Tina's what? What's Tina up to?
She's doing her thing.
What was her thing?
Now... Harry, is it fair to say that you are the sexiest
Tina's
member?
Tina's doing her thing. Harry's working out in the gym.
Okay, yep, Harry's working out in the gym. Harry's in the gym.
You were saying about me being...
I mean, Dougie's not here, so we could do Dougie's doing his thing. He can get the generic one. Dougie's doing his thing, okay.
Tom's got a really big chin. Tom's got a really big chin.
I think we move it on. Tom is flying a plane.
Danny's got a very small brain.
And is that factually accurate? Have you got a small brain?
Most humans use what percentage of their brain?
10%.
Danny uses 4.
Did anyone else hear the sheer joy in Harry McFly's voice when he said, Tom's got a really big chin? And Tom's got a really big chin! Do I sound like Alan Partridge?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Or Brian Bedondo? I don't know what's wrong with my ashes.
Well.
And here is the song that Matt taught McFly to write.
We're McFly, we're better than One Direction. We're McFly, give you a massive smile.
There we are, that's their track. We're McFly, we're better than One Direction. Go online and listen to the whole Matt Edmondson show from last night at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So it's been revision week all this week on Radio 1. It still is, in fact. And we were talking about French GCSEs the other day and learning a bit. And what was the name of that programme that you used to watch in your French lesson?
Yeah, it's called the Café de Rêve.
And you spent many an hour watching it in French.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah.
Well, because it was better than any other normal French lesson, wasn't it? All lessons are better when you watch a video.
Yes. So Café de Rêve, a lot of people have been on saying that actually they still watch it in their French lessons. In fact, I've even had one from Canada, from Cecily, who's 17 in British Columbia, who says, I had to watch Café de Rêve the other day in French immersion class. The part where the old woman gets mugged and falls in slow motion onto the pavement was thoroughly laughed at by the entire class.
Yeah, you see, little bits and bobs started to come back to me about, you know, after we talked about Café de Rêve.
Mm.
And now I'm addicted.
Have you been watching it again, have you?
Yeah, I've gone online. I've started watching them all. I love it.
I didn't realise it was available on the internet.
Yeah, you can find it. But you just got to be careful because it's got a bit of a cult following. So loads of people have done these rip-offs and spin-offs. So you need to make sure you get the actual original one.
So the first thing you click on might not be the original Café de Rêve.
Exactly, yeah.
This is a bit like when I got into those TV shows. Remember when I went to Thailand? You know how I just watch TV on holiday? Mm. And I didn't really know what was going on in these Thai soap operas, but I just liked the fact that they added sound effects and music, and I got a little bit addicted.
Yeah.
So you've been watching this, have you, since we mentioned it?
I absolutely love it. I'm back in love with it. Café de Rêve. I don't know if it's because during French lessons I was asleep or something, but I didn't quite realise how good it is.
How does it rank against some of the greatest TV dramas of all time? For instance, is it better than The Wire?
Oh, 100%. For me, it's better than Sopranos.
But they only made one series.
Yeah,
was
that
because it was so good that they didn't want to ever spoil it or risk making?
It's a mini-series, so there's lots of episodes in the series.
Mm.
It is full of stuff.
Let's say if I was going to play the theme tune now, would this make like the hairs on the back of your neck stand up?
Yeah, you got it.
Would you get a little feeling like that?
Yeah, I love it. It's a bit dark, isn't it?
Yeah.
How's this making you feel?
I love it. For me, that's on par with the EastEnders theme.
Can I ask why you like it so much?
I'm not sure. I think it's just because it's in French. And for me, it just that makes the whole thing sound classier.
Yeah.
And when you don't understand what they're saying, it's like you find yourself listening out for words that you recognise.
Yeah.
So there's an element of risk, of danger, of not knowing, of missing crucial plot.
So you're saying this is a drama that's better than The Wire? You did actually say that. Mm. But you don't know what's going on.
Exactly.
Well, let's hear a bit of Café du Rêve.
Oh, Madame Lambin, quelle surprise de vous voir.
Bonjour, Jeannot. Bonjour, Dédé.
Bonjour, Madame Lambin. Ça va?
Ça va.
Ouais, mais ça va.
Brilliant. What was happening there?
They were both saying hello and how are you and you're right. Ça va's like, you're right, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I know that. We both know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was brilliant. Oh, what a pleasure to see you.
I can see why this is better than The Sopranos already, to be honest.
Did you hear the element of surprise in his voice? He's so surprised to see her.
Oh, Madame Lambin, quelle surprise de vous voir.
Bonjour, Jeannot. Bonjour, Dédé.
Bonjour, Madame Lambin.
What a surprise to see you outside the cafe that you run.
Is that what it is?
Oh, Madame Lambin, quelle surprise de vous voir.
The thing is, Becky, there is drama in this. There's, like, gangsters and there's all sorts of... It's better than EastEnders.
Gangsters?
Okay, well, let's have a listen to this.
Alors, qu'est-ce qu'on fait? Mais j'ai déjà dit que j'allais payer.
Ouais, t'as déjà dit ça la dernière fois. Je déteste les gens qui paient pas leurs dettes. Une semaine, compris? Une semaine.
That sounds scary. What was happening there?
Someone got shot over a salad, I think it
no!
was.
You don't know what's happening, like, do you?
I'm sure he said une salade.
No, 1 week. He's got 1 week to pay the debt.
Une semaine.
Une semaine.
Yeah.
1 week.
Yeah.
That's not a salad, is it?
No, no, no. I just thought I heard it earlier on.
Now, who's this Marco bloke?
Oh, he's shady, but he's great at rapping.
There's a rapper in it.
Yeah, he's Mr. Cool in this thing.
Oh, it's my favourite French hip hop.
Yep.
So he's a shady French rapper.
Yeah, not sure what he's going on about.
He's rapping about the mornings and how people are on their way to school and what the lessons are going to be about.
Oh. It's not really gangster, is it?
No.
It's not exactly Eminem, is it?
No, but I don't think when like he's rapping, you need to necessarily know what he's talking about. Even
well, here's the thing.
I mean, I never knew what was going on when Blazing Squad did their thing.
As I said yesterday, Chris, I'm slightly addicted to this thing on the internet where I can listen to any radio station in the world, and I listen to all these French hip-hop stations because French hip-hop sounds brilliant.
Yeah.
It's like ours, but more sexy.
No, I'm the same. Since you said that, I've started getting involved in French radio stations as well.
It's good, isn't it?
It's brilliant. I love that it's a load of blurb and then you pick out one word, it's like, Tini tempura.
Tini tempura.
You know? I love
tempura.
That.
Tempura.
Tini tempura.
It's a French accent, isn't it?
Can we hear your accent again, please?
Sure. It's like, oui, monsieur, Ellie Goulding.
That's what French radio sounds like. Do you ever do that?
French radio sometimes, when I was in Paris, I listened to a lot of it, but that was because it was the only choice.
You don't do it here?
No, although I do love, there's a Greek radio station. Do you remember ages ago, we used to listen to the Greek radio station all the time? Because that reminds you of being on holiday.
Anyway, back to Café du Rêve. Mm. Who's this next character?
Oh, this is brilliant. Right, it's Max Branning. I couldn't believe it.
Off EastEnders?
I'd completely forgotten about this until I watched it again. But yeah, Max Branning was one of the stars on Café du Rêve.
Wow, before he was famous.
Yeah.
So maybe we should listen to this clip and try and work out which one is Max Branning. 10 Scott Mills points, in fact, if you can guess which one of these actors has been in EastEnders.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Qu'est-ce que je vous sers?
Coffee. Un café, s'il vous plaît.
Un café.
I couldn't spot him.
Oh, that's amazing, isn't it?
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
It'd be like you going to France.
Bonjour.
Yeah, it'd be,
what? It sounds exactly like if I was doing a cameo yeah. on Café de Rêve.
Je voudrais un baguette.
Here's Max again.
Non. Non, c'est fermé.
Ah, fermé, oui, mais I want to help. Help.
Tu veux nous aider?
Aider, oui.
How many of you watched? Because like, I'm thinking of maybe, I don't know if you want to come round later or tomorrow.
You want to link up?
Should we have like a Café du Rêve marathon at my house?
I like that. Let's do that.
You remember when we did that with the 24 box set?
Yeah.
Let's do the same with that.
What, non-stop?
Yeah. Well, so far, there's a man that's been shot over a salad.
Yeah.
Marco.
But he wasn't, though.
Marco's done some rapping.
Yeah.
And Max Branning's turned up. Yeah. Don't tell me what happens next. Have you seen more?
I've seen more, but okay. You'll love it.
Okay, cool. Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Radio 1.
The next batch of Dear Scott coming up with the stuff you've been saying from the posh Radio 4 lady. Now, I noticed today that there is a fair which has just appeared overnight in the park near where I am. And this has made me a little bit excited. And I just want to get both of your opinion on this, right? Because I was running past it earlier and I was like, oh, look, the fair. But am I too old? Would I look out of place at the fair if I went, let's say, this evening?
Oh, it depends what rides you want to go on, really, doesn't it?
OK, what's the cut-off point for the teacups?
Yeah, you're not going on the teacups.
Maybe. I went on them in Blackpool. That was only a few years ago when we did our show from there.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a bit different at the fair, though. I reckon 12 to be all right and then, like, up to 25 to be ironic.
What about the thing where you hit with a hammer and see how strong you are?
Yes, I want to see you on that.
Could I still do that?
Yes. Okay. Have you ever been able to do that?
Yeah.
What did you get to? Have you ever made it?
Have you ever hit the bell?
Yeah.
Have I hell? I give it a go.
I love the fair.
Yeah, okay. So it's still allowed, you think?
Yeah,
just certain rides. Like, you're not allowed on the Hall of Mirrors, in my opinion.
Why?
And the House of Fun.
Why?
Okay. Crazy House.
Right, okay. Don't just discriminate and then don't say why. Why not the Halls of Mirrors or the House of Fun?
You see, I think the Hall of Mirrors is the point of contention here, because I personally think it would be a bit weird you running through the Hall of Mirrors, right?
I always think that's a waste of time anyway.
It is a waste of £2, that, isn't
it? It's like, yeah, I look fat. Yeah, I look thin. Oh, I'm short now. Oh, yeah. I'm really tall.
The
Bye.
End. The yeah. end. Yeah.
It's also more frustrating than fun, I find, the Hall of Mirrors.
It is, actually.
Well, yeah. I wish I looked like that, do you mean?
So you'd love a Hall of Mirrors thinking about it, actually.
Yeah, I would, but am I allowed to go on?
No. Banned. What was the other one you banned him from?
You know them crooked houses? The
well, that's not... Why is that banned?
Because it's full of children.
I'm getting mixed up.
Restriction.
I'm getting mixed up with the ghost train.
Yeah.
Is that still allowed?
Well, I think that's a bit of a waste of time sometimes.
No, it's not. Well, yeah, apart from the least... The one in Blackpool was the least scary ghost train ever.
I think you'd be good on that.
Okay, so that's cool. I can go to the fair, but here's the thing. I am worried that I can't trust myself when I'm there. Because my auntie... You know this story.
No.
One of my aunties actually ran off with circus folk once. She was going out with a bloke, it was all fine, they were together many years, and then she went to the circus one day and ran off and became a carny.
Is this a joke?
Not at all.
So she went to the fair with her boyfriend and then all of a sudden never seen again, she's gone to work on the waltz.
She decided that someone who was working at the circus was preferable to the boyfriend she was with at the time.
OMG.
Do you not know this?
No, you've never told
me this. I'm sure I've told you this. So I'm just thinking, is it hereditary? I'm worried about this. And I'm not sure I can trust myself not to run off with a bloke who sells the big SpongeBobs. You know?
So that's your only reason you're based on not going to the fair, is that you're worried you're going to get off
you
with
You might be tempted by SpongeBob SquarePants.
Get off with the carny, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Because I love my job at Radio 1, and it'll be like, well, whatever happened to Scott Mills? He just disappeared one day. Yeah, he's part of the travelling circus now. He does the waltzes.
I can see that.
I don't think I want to take that chance.
You'd be amazing. I hate the waltzes.
Why?
Don't even talk to me about the waltzes. I had a very bad experience. I think it was my first time at the fair, and I went with my sister, and my dad took us, because I think my mum had just had my other sister. And it's the sort of thing that only a dad would do, which is give two young girls massive hot dogs bigger than them just before he put them on the waltzes.
Was he doing this on purpose, do you think?
I don't know. So anyway, so we had these massive hot dogs. He's like, yeah, 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 come on this ride. And then he's loving it. And I just remember sitting there listening to this really annoying song. Oh, God, it's like Americanos or something. And it was like...
We were just discussing this. I've already just found this.
I can't hear it.
You got it?
No! No! It's horrible. It just reminds me of feeling sick, looking at my sister about to throw up.
Scream if you want to go faster!
There's a bit about blue jeans and chinos and cookies. It's even got loads of food in it, and I'm thinking, I'm going to be sick, I'm going to be sick.
Here comes your hot dog.
And it's one of those really annoying songs that every fair seems to play it, yeah, and I don't know
definitely.
Why. I've been like, ever since that moment, every time I've been to the fair, it's been on, and I've been like, no, go away.
What, recently?
Yeah, like it's on at every fair.
Maybe, I think they've just got one album, like Now That's What I Call Carnival, and it's blatantly on there, because the one that doesn't speak was saying that he went to the fair very recently and heard this same song.
Oh.
Here we go!
Scream if you want to go faster. You'd be great at that, Scott. You've got the right voice for it. You can put on that kind of voice, yeah. You know.
Well, I'm going to run off with the bloke that does the waltzes anyway, probably, aren't I? So if my auntie's anything to go by, do you know what I mean? I just don't trust myself.
If it's not that music, it's that sort of...
It's that high energy stuff.
Yeah. Hardcore, like, pop dance.
Scooter. Have you got a scooter?
Yes! Hands in the air!
Everyone! And scream!
Good morning!
Or...
Yes!
I really want to go, but I'm just not sure I can trust myself. Will you come with me to make sure I don't do anything bad?
Yeah, it's okay. On.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
I like the catchphrases they have at fairs as well. Actually, we didn't mention that.
Shove up to the end and squash your friend.
When the red light flickers, hold on to your knickers. I've never heard that one. Berwick.
I've never been on that one.
In Berwick Fair, they say that. Also, Sophie's been on saying, yes, they always play that song, that Americanos one, at the fair.
No, don't play it again.
Happy memories for Becky. She's eating a hot dog and it's about to come back. On a Ragged Tip is also always on at the fair. Always.
I think there's definitely money to be made in our carnival fair
we
album.
We should do like a compilation and just like hand it out to all the fairs. And then put some of our songs on it that we've made as well. That'd be brilliant.
Can you imagine if they play Ladies' Bras on the waltzes?
Yeah. Or your version of Lady Gaga, Born This Way. Imagine that on the ghost train. Hey, Graham.
Hey, Scott, how you doing?
I'm good, you all right?
Yeah, not bad, mate, not bad.
What's going on?
Well, I was listening to your show on the way home from work, and you've ticked two of the boxes with a friend of mine. When I was at university, my old flatmate, his girlfriend went on a student exchange to South America, and then kind of never really came back.
Right.
She hooked up with a fire-breathing juggler who was Peruvian from the circus and left my friend who's a corporate lawyer.
Rubbish.
And they're now married in Spain, in the circus.
Are they? And they're both in the circus now?
I don't know. She was teaching English to Spanish speakers, but she could be doing that in the circus or she could be juggling balls. I don't know.
Who knows? It's a bit like, see, you can see my dilemma, Graham. It's the same as my auntie. It's hereditary. It runs in the family. She run off with a circus folk, and I'm just thinking I might do the same and be tempted if I go.
To be honest, I'd be worried. My friend was in bits when it happened to him. I mean, how can you console someone who's run off, you know,
with a fire-breathing Peruvian?
Juggler, yeah.
Juggler, I understand that. Well, send my condolences.
I haven't spoken to him in a while. He might be ringing me up now, I reckon.
Oh, he probably will. Okay, I'll let you get off. Love you, bye.
Cheers, Scott. Love you.
Podcast. Lady Gaga and Born This Way. What are you saying, Chris?
Just wondering, what are the chances of us getting Lady Gaga to wear a Watford shirt at Big Weekend?
Slim, I would say.
But, like, can you not get close enough to just sort of, if I get it made up, just slip it on the back, just like, it would be great for the club.
Chris, okay, here's the thing. You need to stop with this getting shirts made for everything obsession, because it's getting out of hand.
Yeah, but for me, it's more a case of getting Gargo into the Watford shirt.
Right,
if we can do that.
Happen.
What is it with men and women in football shirts?
Well,
is it, no.
He's never going to be able to just sneak it on her, especially over her hair.
Yeah.
What if I get near the front of the gig?
Don't
I'll
be
just
stupid.
I'll
it's
throw
not. No, her. It's not. No, you can't just like. Even if you threw at her, you, like people throw stuff at her all the time. It would just be like teddies and stuff. Like she won't take any notice of it. And then you would have spent good money on having a Watford shirt made with Lady Gaga on the back, and she won't even notice you.
Especially if it's sponsored by like a pet food or something.
Yeah.
I don't know Watford sponsor, but I can imagine it's like
brought to you by Bob's Pets.
I'm going
to
give it a go.
Well, don't is my advice.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Charlotte.
Hello.
You're right.
I'm awesome, yeah. Hello.
Awesome. Now, I was saying earlier that I want to go to the fair near me, but because my auntie once run off with circus folk, I'm worried that it's hereditary and I might do the same.
Yeah, no, you want to be worried about that sort of thing as well.
What's your story?
Well, I went out with this guy a few years ago because I met him in the theatre. I was like, oh, interesting, actor type. And then he drops into the conversation like, oh, I ran away with a circus. And I thought, this guy's amazing, you know, visions of trapeze artist, jump net, lion tamer maybe.
Yeah,
amazing.
Going out with a lion tamer, that'd be pretty hot.
Oh, wouldn't it? Yeah, so dated a few, you know, a few times and everything, all going well. Not quite as exciting as I thought he might be. So I'm like, well, what's happened to this whole circus performer guy? Turns out he looked after the camels.
Oh. You just looked after the camels, which wasn't what you were looking for, was it?
Well, it wasn't. I mean, I like camels. They're great and all, but it's just not that exciting.
No,
is it
really? Wanted trapeze artists at the very least.
But apparently he did accidentally once let the camels loose onto the high street. I think it was somewhere like Blackpool.
OMG.
OMG indeed.
Right. You didn't run off with him, though.
No, I didn't run off with him. Well, I know he'd left the circus by then. He was in the theatre.
Oh, right. Also not as exciting.
Not as exciting, sadly.
Would you advise me to go to the fair or not?
I just, you know, if they seem really nice and really attractive and really exciting, just don't be taken in with it, Scott. I mean, they're all very nice, but that's, you know, it's all just a bit of an act, I'm afraid.
Right, and you just end up looking after camels the rest of your life.
You will look after camels, it's ruined me.
Right, good. All right, I love you, bye. Thank you for your advice.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Right, the Posh Radio 4 lady, if you heard this earlier, is reading out your Dear Scott messages this week, as she always does. But she's gone to her summer residence in gay Paris, so she's recorded these in her Parisian toilet, or toilette in actual French.
Hi Scott, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, PR4L and Chris. I'm writing to propose a show for your Stark Sports channel you were talking about earlier this week.
Ah yes, this is the new channel that we want to start, where, you know, people playing tennis, like normal people playing tennis in the park, that's funny, because they're rubbish at it. And the only time you normally see tennis is when it's like Rafa Nadal playing. That's the only time you see tennis on TV and it's really good.
Yeah.
But there is some entertainment to be had, because it's funny, in watching just people, normal people, playing sport like tennis.
It's like the opposite of elite sports.
Yeah.
It is called OMG Olf, and it follows myself, my brother Jack, and our grandfather Clive in our misguided attempts at golfing.
Okay, now this sounds like something we could be interested in on Stark Sports. It's people being absolute rubbish at golf.
Definitely.
Just pictures of the three of us trying to play have our friends and family in stitches. I am 22 and fairly rotund. My biggest golfing mishap was trying to tee off. I managed to hit the ball for a change, but then it came straight up and hit me in the crown jewels.
How on earth does that work? That's some serious technique you've got going on there.
Just sliced it. Sliced right through it.
Oh.
Straight up. Ouch.
See, I would watch that on TV.
Exactly. I mean, you would watch that because the only time you'll ever see golf is when it's perfectly done by Tiger Woods.
Yeah, the Masters and all that.
Finally, my granddad. He barely reaches chest height against me and Jack, which makes him seem like a gnome in pictures. And most days, he doesn't have the strength to swing the club, let alone hit anything with it.
Brilliant.
Although when he does, it normally has hilarious consequences. Hope this sounds like a laugh. Aaron Birchall, 22 3/4, off of that Taunton in that Somerset.
What's on?
See, on Stark Sports, that granddad would be the MVP. He'd be the Don. He'd be the sort of massive superstar.
Aaron, we are very interested in your show, OMG Olf, for our channel, Stark Sports, and think there would be nothing more amusing than watching you and your brother Jack and your grandfather Clive attempt to play golf.
By the way, I've had an idea with this Stark Sports.
Right.
How we're going to push things forward now that you're doing the jingles, and ideally Becky's going to be presenting. Haven't discussed this with you yet, but... Okay, no?
Yeah, no, I'm up for that. Yeah. Can I be the Claire Balding of Stark Sports?
Oh, I was thinking more Georgie Thompson.
No, I want to be like Claire. She gets out and about all the time. I don't want to be stuck in the studio behind a desk with loads of makeup on. I want to be out there in the sport, in the field.
Well, that leaves the Georgie Thompson role open.
To me.
Well.
You can't do the jingles and be Georgie Thompson. What's Chris going to do?
I'm going to make this whole thing. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to, with this footage, hopefully get some commentary from the Masters and things like that and put it over footage of...
You're going to get Peter Alice to commentate on OMG Olf?
Ideally.
That's a good idea.
Brilliant. How are you going to sell that to him?
No, so you take the coverage that's already happened, do you?
That's what I'm thinking.
From the Masters and put it over Aaron, Jack and Grandfather Clive playing OMG Olf.
Yes.
Good idea. Is that allowed?
Is it going to make any sense at all?
Doesn't matter. Next.
Hi, Scott, Becky, Chris and TOTDS. I'm going back a few years, early 80s, but your idea for having rubbish people play sports on TV isn't entirely new. It was called either Pro-Am Golf or Pro-Celebrity Golf, and the basic idea was that two celebrities would pair up with two professional golfers and play a round of golf. Now, many of the celebrities were of a good standard, but not all. Terry Wogan was not very good with his irons, and so when he was near the green, he opted to use his putter rather than chip the ball onto the green. He successfully holed a 100-foot putt, which was at the time the longest televised putt, which he may still hold. Dave, off of Burton Larimer.
So I don't really understand this. Terry Wogan did one of the greatest golf shots of all time just by using the wrong club.
Well, seemingly so, according to that email.
How does that happen?
It's on Wikipedia. He did the longest putt ever televised. It was 33 yards at Glen Eagles.
Did Wogan
They used to show this on the BBC.
Did Wogan get it in the hole? It putted.
Not for a while. Does Terry hold some kind of record for this?
Doesn't say that it's... I can't find anyone who's done it. If you type in longest... televised putt, it's only Terry's name that comes up, but I can't
that
imagine
is incredible.
That's brilliant.
That's incredible.
Another reason to love Terry Wogan.
Yeah.
Right, so we've got our golf show sorted for Stark Sports, the channel where we only show normal people playing sport badly. If you are awful at darts, maybe, or maybe pretty bad at tennis, then we'd like to see the videos and we might put you on our channel.
But you got to get dressed up in the full gear. You got to look the business. Treat it professionally, but just take pride in being rubbish.
Yeah. Right, that's Dear Scott for this week. That'll be on the podcast tomorrow if you missed any. Also, GCSE Geography at the Comedy Night. That's going to be on there. It's on there now. Billy Piper interview in full, which was such fun. Me dancing to that 70s Lionel Blair thing, all in the name of GCSE PE. And loads of organs from yesterday's show. Go online, check it out. It's free. It's the Scott Mills Daily Podcast at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.